This is Rabbi Nissan Elbrun, Congregation Brothers of Israel, Long Branch, New Jersey, recording for Tuesday, November 23rd, 2021. We continue on Yud Amud Beis 10b, the second section, the green text. So yesterday we said that if you have black birds in one place and white birds in another place, you come the next day, they're switched. We assume that all the birds flew away, more birds came in, but they're not the same birds as yesterday, simply switching places. The Gemara now suggests, Lema misayayale the Rabbi Chanina, right? Maybe that ruling of the Mishnah supports a general statement in Psak when dealing with cases of uncertainty authored by Rabbi Chanina. What does Rabbi Chanina say? Da Amar Rabbi Chanina, Rov Vikarov, Halach Achar Harov. So Rabbi Chanina says, there are two different ways to resolve a doubt. One of them is a simple, what we call a majority, a Rov. You look at the total number of items, and if the majority is kosher, the majority is whatever we're trying to figure out, so we follow the majority. Right. Another way to do it is to say, I don't need to look at the entire rove. Let's see what's closest. And we can say it came from the closest piece, even if it's not the majority, if the proximity is such that it makes sense it came from a closer location, we'll follow the closer location. That is rove vikarov. So Rabbi Chanina says, rove vikarov, halech achar harov. The majority principle overrides is more conclusive, whatever we want to say, then the proximity principle. Now, how does that work in our case? Karov, meaning the closer birds, is to say they simply switch places. Those are the closer birds. But if you look at the large amount of birds that are flying around, the majority of birds are prohibited. So by ruling that when the black and white birds are now in opposite places, we follow the majority of prohibited birds and not the proximity, it would make more sense that they simply switched than that they all left and other birds came in their place. We follow the rove, and therefore it is prohibited. And the Gemara answers, no, the Mishnah does not have to support Rabbi Chanina, k'damar Abaye bidaf. Like Abaye said in his case, we're talking not about the birds that are in specific locations, but they're on a ledge, on a board. So hachanami bidaf. So here too, it's a case where the birds are on a board, and therefore both, there's all kinds of birds flying around, both proximity and majority would lead us to prohibit the birds. Since there are all other birds in proximity as well, and most of the other birds are prohibited, rove and karov would both teach us to prohibit the birds. No support for Rabbi Chanina. Let's go to the next case. Shnayim umatza shlosha. You designated two birds in this place. You find three asurim. They are prohibited. All right, Gemara says manafshach. Manafshach means either way, you're done. Meaning if the two birds left and three came in their place, their other non-designated birds finished. But even if the two birds are the same and one other bird came, there clearly and certainly is one extra bird that you didn't designate. You're not going to be able to know which one it is. And therefore, designate two. You find three, no matter how you look at it, kisht, No good. It is usher. What about the reverse case? Shlosha umatza shnayim mutarim. You designate three, you find two. It is permitted. My time. Why is that permitted? Gemara says, hani inhu ninhu. These are the same birds. V'chad minayi wazala alma. One bird just flew away, You had three. Two of them are left. One flew away, but two out of the three are left that you designated. Eat the bird, have a good yontif. Now the Gemara says, Lema masnisin rabbi hi velo rabbanan. Maybe this ruling in the Mishnah is according to the position of Rabbi of Yehuda Hanasi and not the Chachamim. Okay, so now we're going to bring the case of Rebbe and the Chachamim. And then initially it's going to seem like there is an analogy. And then, of course, we'll break in that discussion. We'll continue. What's the case of Rebbe and the Rabbanan? Did Tanya. All right, we learned in Abraisa, he niach mana. You leave a mana of Maiser Shani. So Maiser Shani, right, is a second tithe in years 1, 2, 4, and 5. But the Shemitah cycle, you take a second 10% after you've given the Kohen, the Truma, the Labor, the Maiser Rishon, the first tithe. You take a second tithe, another 10%. You take that produce or the redeemed, right, you redeem it to money. You take that into Yerushalayim and eat it / spend it there. So you left one, right? One a mana is 100, right? And then you come and you find $200 worth of Maaser Sheni. So we have a problem, right? Did somebody just come and add to it, or did somebody take away the original Maaser Sheni and just drop, you know, 200 in its place? So Rebbe says, no, the original 100 is still there. Somebody came and deposited another 100. Now you have Chulin and Maaser Sheni intermingled. So you have to figure out how to separate it out, redeem it, etc. V'chachamim omrim hakol Chulin. Chachamim say, no, everything is Chulin, none of it's Maaser Sheni, which means somebody came and took the Maaser Sheni, and then somebody put 200 in that place. What about the reverse case? He niach ma'asayim. You leave 200 of Maaser Sheni. Umatza mana, you come back, you only find 100. All right, so mana munach, umana mutal. Right, one mana is still left, and one mana has been taken away. Dibre Rebbe, right? Rebbe says somebody came and only took half of the stuff. V'chachamim omrim, chachamim say, hakol chulin. Right, the Chachamim say, no, nobody would come and steal half your stuff. They're going to steal all your stuff. It happened to be wild coincidence. Somebody came and then left, you know, money in that place. All right, somebody came, took the 200. They happened to leave 100 in that place. Right, so that's the same question. Right, you leave 200, you find 100. Do we assume that part of the original is still there? You designated three birds. Now only two birds are left. Do we say they all are, right? The original's all gone and new has now come? That's the position of the Chacham. Or do we say, no, part of the original is still there? That's the position of Rebbe. So the Gemara at this point thinks that the Mishnah, which says we assume three and now two, that these are the original two, is the same as Rebbe, who says when there was 200 of Maaser Sheni and now there's only 100, right, that 100 is the original 100. Gemara says, great idea, but no. Afilu tema rabbanan. You can even say that the Mishnah is in accordance with the position of the Chachamim, who in the case of Maaser Sheni think that when somebody comes, it is all gone. Right, part of the original is not left. Because ha'itmar Allah, with regard to the Mishnah, it's already been said, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Elazar, Da'amri Tarvayu. Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Elazar both said, Shiny gozalos ho'il v'asuy in the dados. Right, the case of birds, right, even small birds, you know, is different because they hop around, they move. So, yeah, it makes sense. If you have three and now there's only two, one of them hopped away. That makes sense. But when you have 200 and now there's 100, it just doesn't make sense that somebody would come and take 100 and leave 100. If you're going to come and steal, you're going to come and steal the whole thing. So there is no comparison between the cases. Right? The case of Maaser Sheni and the case of the birds in our Mishnah actually have nothing to do with each other. We'll actually challenge that assumption, but for that, you got to come back tomorrow because this concludes our learning for today.